The 12 Steps of Forgiveness, First Cornerstone, Taking Responsibility for Your Peace. When you take responsibility for your peace, you understand that you are the cause of whatever you think or feel. Other people seem to impact on your happiness or sadness, but your belief that others are responsible for your life in any way is just an appearance, a distortion on the surface which veils the real substance. This is the illusion of which A Course in Miracles speaks. It is not the true reality. To be sure, every one of us has a tendency to look outside of ourselves for satisfaction, and we also have a tendency to blame others for our problems. Seeking the source of joy or the source of forgiveness outside inevitably leads to disappointment. Neither one exists outside our own hearts and minds. When I can find joy within, my joy is unconditional. It does not depend on other people living with me. It does not depend on other people loving me. It does not even depend on other people liking me or treating me fairly. My joy is a deep confidence I have in myself that says, I know I'm okay as I am. It is an existential affirmation of my being that can only come from me. Similarly, when I can find forgiveness within, the only change that is necessary in my life comes from within. I don't have to try to change you. I don't have to change any outer aspects of my life. Forgiving myself brings release, for it is unconditional. It says, I acknowledge my mistake and I learn from it. My mistake does not condemn me. I accept the lesson and let the judgment go. There is never a conflict situation in my life which I cannot bring to peace through forgiving myself. Forgiveness of others is always superficial. Self-forgiveness goes deeper. It becomes a way of taking responsibility for my life right now. Properly speaking, there are only three states of consciousness available to us. One is love, which is eternal and unconditional. One is fear, which is temporary and conditional. And the last is forgiveness, which is the bridge from the illusion of fear to the reality of love. Moving from fear to love means recognizing my fear when it comes up and moving through that fear. It means recognizing my judgment when it comes up and working through that judgment. It means hearing my own call for love and learning to answer it. There are aspects of the journey which are solitary in nature. They have to do with recognizing my ultimate responsibility for everything that happens in my life. They have to do with coming to accept myself existentially. Until I do that, I cannot make peace with my brother or sister, and I cannot make peace with God. So the first major movement in the three-phase process of forgiveness is self-acceptance. It is self-forgiveness. It is self-responsibility. It is claiming my life now, in its totality, exactly as it is, without judgment. It is loving myself moment to moment. It is being my own supply. The 12 Steps of Forgiveness. First Cornerstone, Taking Responsibility for Your Peace. Step 1, Recognize the Fear. We begin this journey together by recognizing the fear, the sadness, the pain, the hurt, the envy, the anger, the feelings of separation. We don't seek to justify these feelings, nor do we condemn them. We just allow ourselves to be aware that they are there. The following process can help us be with our feelings without running away from them, denying them, or externalizing them, projecting them. 1. We recognize the feeling. 2. We do not justify or condemn what we are feeling. 3. We accept the feeling and give ourselves permission to feel it. 4. We allow the feeling to speak to us. 5. We honor it as an inner communication. 6. We take responsibility for the feeling. For example, I feel hurt, angry, sad, etc. 7. We refuse any inclination to make anyone else responsible for what we feel. We stay with the feeling. 8. We refuse to intellectualize the feeling. It is not important to know why we feel the way we do. 9. As we stay with the feeling, we become aware that we are not being very loving right now toward ourselves or others. And 10. We allow this message to sink in, staying with the feeling until it begins to shift. It is important to realize that every negative feeling stems from the perception of a lack of love. Ultimately, that love must be supplied from within. That is why we don't want to look outside of ourselves. We don't want to move away from the feeling, but into it. We want to face the fact that we want love and we don't feel loved or loving. We want to be with that emptiness, that apparent lack. Being with that emptiness helps us to get behind it. It helps us to understand or stand under it. That is where we find the love we think is missing. The source of love is not shallow. It goes deep down into the heart, as deep as our suffering is. Divine Mother hides in the black pit. We have to go into that pit to find her. We have to go through our fear, our anger, and our shame to feel her unconditional love for us. That is our descent. It is one half of our journey. We can't embrace love until we learn to be with our fear and our feelings of separation. We have to come to terms with where we are emotionally. To pretend not to be upset when we are upset is bullsnatch. Yet we do it all the time. I'm not upset. Denial. You're the one who's upset. Projection. Why is it so hard for me to admit to myself or to you that I am upset, that in this moment I am overwhelmed by fear? Do I think that I am the only one who has such an experience? Apparently I do. Apparently you do. Apparently we're both trying to impress each other when what we really need is a good hug. One of us just has to have the guts to say, wow, I feel really scared right now. And the other one will probably say, me too. But I think he's going to say, I told you so, you stupid idiot. It's all your fault. And that's why I don't say how I feel. So it's always hard to release each other from the denial. Illusion is built out of denial. It's a foundation poured on quicksand. It starts with a simple misperception and ends with a complex one. Once there is a single attack, all the other attacks follow, each one justifying his attack as defense. The Tower of Babel is made out of fear-based assumptions. So, we agree to feel the fear because the denial of our own fear is where illusion gets its foothold. All the inequities of the world stem from this denial in our minds. Feeling our fear and acknowledging it is a moment when we experience equality with all of our brothers and sisters. It is a moment when we are all innocent, all free to choose, all rooting for each other. That moment is brought to us continually. We understand that every choice is a choice between love and fear, but we can't begin to access our love until we acknowledge our fear. As you will see as you move through the steps in this book, the balance gradually begins to shift from fear to love. Yet even here, where all of us must begin, love is present. In this step, we remove the first barrier to love's presence. No, that barrier is not fear. It is denial of fear. The first step of forgiveness is to give ourselves permission to be afraid and to feel all of our feelings. We cannot move through our fear if we are afraid to experience it. That is the moment when we take up the cross and walk up the hill, as our elder brother did. Feeling the fear, we walk through it, with love calling us, a gentle promise in the skies of early morning.